Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Jan Jones Blackhurst, former mayor of Las Vegas, Caesars board member and chief executive of the International Gaming Institute, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always thrilled to welcome back to the program Jan Jones Blackhurst. She's a Caesars board member and chief executive now of the International Gaming Institute, former mayor of Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Lovely. Always to be with you, Sam.
Thank you. So let's start out with some positive news that came out this morning, which is that Shanghai Disneyland is opening up, limited capacity, but it is opening up. What are your thoughts on that and what that might mean for Las Vegas?
Well, China's a little bit ahead of the United States in the whole outbreak of the virus and the handling and the curve. So I think it means that they've seen enough data to show that on a limited basis, they can reopen Disneyland safely. And I think it tells us that going forward, there's gonna come a moment when it's time to reopen Las Vegas.
You said in a speech that you made recently that it was gonna take probably till the end of 2022 for Las Vegas to come back. That shocked a lot of people.
Well, 100% back. Las Vegas is going to come back. People love Las Vegas. You know, saying that Las Vegas is going to go away is like saying Disneyland's going to go away. My point was that to be at the level that we were 2 months ago, I think it's going to take either into mid or end of 2022. Doesn't mean we won't be open, operating, but we're going to have different rules, different ways that we need to manage our business. And that alone is going to create some limitations. And then you really have to wait for the air carriers to be back up to capacity. Remember, 45 million people go through McCarran Airport every year. So until the airlines are bringing that kind of volume back into the city, that'll have an impact. And then I think foreign travel is, you're going to have to earn that trust again.
You know, it seems to me as I talk to people that I don't know that it's 50-50, but half the people I talk to are like me and are willing to look for cheap air flights right now for travel in the next couple of months and take advantage of that. And other people are saying it's going to take me a couple of months to go and have lunch at a restaurant nearby. Is that the way you feel about the public in general in terms of travel?
Yes. I think the public has got to really feel confident that when they go out and start resuming normal behavior, that they're safe. and that the location where they are is safe. And that's going to take some changes, particularly for a huge hospitality business like Las Vegas, to get all those pieces moving in unison.
The Las Vegas area, in terms of gaming, was already in quite a bit of turmoil, just in the sense that you had, and I'm not asking you to give away any corporate secrets, but Caesars was undergoing the merger with Eldorado Resorts. Those kind of things usually result in you know, reworking of the corporate structure, and sometimes in terms of layoffs. You had MGM in a plan that Jim Murren had put in place that was cutting costs like crazy, and they had laid off a lot of people on the corporate level and were looking at things going to a lower level. What do you see in terms of corporate gaming in Las Vegas when those two companies alone account for half the rooms in Las Vegas, essentially?
Well, I think you could look at it from a different perspective, that for the last really 2 years, major gaming companies have been reducing corporate overhead. And going forward, that will probably turn out to be a good thing, because now they're really in an appropriate structure to be able to be lean and mean as they come back operating their big facilities.
We're seeing, for example, that Wynn is talking about opening both of their properties to account for social distancing. So even though they will have a lot less customers coming in, they'll be able to be more spread out amongst their properties. But how many properties have the kind of bank account that would allow them to operate for very long on these kind of numbers?
You know, I don't really know what everybody will do on the Las Vegas Strip, but I suspect that properties with multiple hotels will have a rollout. They're not going to try to open everything at once for a number of reasons. You want to make sure that you can handle the new operating structure. You want to make sure that your guests are having a good experience. And I think that once you have revenue coming in and then beginning to grow, then you can roll out until the entire strip is open again.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with Jan Jones after this timeout.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. We know that gaming, as a percentage of the money being spent in Las Vegas, has dropped to about 32% over the years, when it was up around 66% several years ago. And what's opening up for the most part is gaming. The food options seem to be some sit-down food, but mostly the initial response will be to-go food. No nightclubs, no day clubs, no spas. With such a small percent of the business coming from gambling, how do you see this going forward economically? I mean, is it just going to be that the casinos are going to have to take on considerable debt as they start to be able to get to the point of ramping up?
I don't think so. I think you're going to see Las Vegas reimagining hospitality. So you're right. 70% now comes from food and clubs and other kinds of entertainment. I think we're going to have to really look at the entertainment we're providing guests and provide it in a different form and a different way for a while. We figured out how to bring people into the middle of the desert when there was nothing. And I'm pretty sure that we can figure out how to make an experience that make people who are coming not only really enjoy themselves, feel they're back to normal, but encourage more people to begin to come back to the city.
Was there a process already in place that was looking at the future? And, you know, we're seeing, for example, in lots of industries, and this would include Las Vegas, where robotics are going to take over some of the jobs that used to be done by people. And that was maybe 5-10 years out. And now we're going to see that being brought to the fore now, just because it only makes sense to do that. Do you see a similar thing with entertainment, that things that we've been looking at for the future are suddenly going to be pushed to the fore?
To an extent. I mean, I don't think a big focus on having robotics replace people's job in hospitality is going to be the number one priority. I think the number one priority is going to be getting people back to work and then having an evolution. If you're moving to some robotic positions, that you've already repurposed that employment and those jobs so that when they move out, they're moving into another form of employment. We were already looking at everything like not just sports betting and turning that in. They're talking about doing games virtually without a live audience, but you still have the game and you still can be a part of it. You know, they've done a lot of things with the game betting on games, like video games. You know, they've begun to look at skill games, which don't entail everybody being together at one table. You know, and so I think that a lot of the innovative minds are going to be looking at games people can play, have as good of an experience, but still meet different safety criteria.
Do you think we were a little bit behind the curve when South Korea was having these video game tournaments with millions of people watching on television, let alone in the auditoriums? And we've only recently picked up on this in the last couple of years with esports. Do you think that is one of the ways that Las Vegas is going to move forward?
Oh, I think it is. And you have to understand, with esports, South Korea couldn't move forward because there was no betting on it. And so a lot of your esports players are younger, so you have to make sure that you have the protocols and the regulatory environment in place so that it meets, you know, minimum standards with respect to gaming and underage. But everybody's looking at that. You know, I think it won't change what we were looking at. It may refocus where we put our priorities. And I think everyone expects that at some point there is either a treatment or a vaccine or something that comes to fruition where people can really get back to more normal, and then the city can both resume the kinds of activities of hospitality that we were 6 months ago, but we will have also grown a whole new scope of hospitality that we can add in.
You know, one of the things that I've discussed with Steve Friess, the journalist, the other day, and I haven't heard anybody else talking about, but I think it's a reality, which is that, you know, part of coming to Las Vegas has been social. Boy meets girl, boy, girl, girl, whatever, you know, form your romance takes, that has been part of the attraction, that Las Vegas is sexy, it's exciting. How do you, you know, I don't see how you hold that back in a world I don't think anything has ever happened on the planet that ever stopped romance. Let's use that word to describe it.
Las Vegas is a romantic city, but it's romantic for different reasons. It's the experience. And if you look at the young millennial customer, that's why they travel. They want an experience. They want Instagram. They want pictures. They want to be able to say, I did something uniquely different. So I think you keep, it's more about the heart of the city. It's always going to be romantic. You're always going to have people getting married there and wanting to be there and come there. And I don't see that changing. I really don't.
We're going to take a quick break and fix our technical difficulties, and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have changed locations and we're in a different room in Jan Jones's house. Jan Jones Blackhurst, CSIS board member and chief executive of International Gaming Institute. So one of the things that you talked about was that it's time for resort fees and parking fees to go away. That will make a lot of people very happy, but is that going to be a big hurt for the casinos?
It certainly has revenue expense, and I'm sure that many people won't agree with me on that. I just believe when you're trying to rebuild the market, you need to go back and re-examine what may have worked 2 or 3 years ago isn't going to work going forward. We're really going to have to look at how do we make that hospitality experience excellent? How do we make people feel that we really are happy to have them back? How do we create an environment where they really know that they're appreciated? And some of that, for me, is going back to when Las Vegas was truly a value. People felt it was a great value to come to the city. And because of that, they come 2 or 3 times a year.
Do you see that there's been a lot of discussion about locals' casinos in Las Vegas coming back first, and that almost being training wheels for people to feel comfortable going to the bigger properties on the Strip? Do you agree with that?
I do. I think that locals' casinos, whether they're in Las Vegas or whether they're throughout the United States, that you can drive there. People are very comfortable there. They feel like they're known there, and so they're not as afraid. When you come, you know, most of the visitors to Las Vegas are tourist visitors. They're coming from somewhere else. And I think that the locals come back first just because of the environment. Customer knows it, feels safe in it, and is not as concerned that they may have issues.
You talked about hospitality being the number one thing, the, making people feel welcome. Is that something you think has slipped a little over the last few years?
I don't know if I'd say that it has slipped, but there was so much to do. And it was growing all the time, and the customers were growing all the time. So maybe it's easier to take for granted that the individual, deep hospitality, I call it, where you're really thinking of the customer first. You're thinking of what attracts them, what keeps them, what makes sure they're having a good time. What are the elements of pure hospitality that you need to not only regain, but embrace if you're going to make people really want that Las Vegas experience again. And so I think that really taking a look at hospitality and what makes a customer not only want to come, but want to come back is going to be key to Las Vegas rebuilding its market.
There's been a lot of discussion about major sports playing in empty arenas, but being able to gain at least the television and radio revenue that they would otherwise lose out on, as well as the attendance. Some people were saying, well, that's not going to be as exciting an experience for people to watch if there's no audience there, because that kind of encourages the athletes. But the UFC had a very successful event over the weekend, and that was without an audience. So where do you think that sits?
You know, my husband is watching old reruns of football games that he's seen six times. I expect that if players are playing, they'll find an audience. Certainly, we're going to want to all be there in purpose, and we'll get in person, and we'll get there. Remember, there are all these different technologies they're looking at, with like UV lighting and taking temperatures. And to get into arenas today, you have to go through intense security. So you can maybe, as you're moving forward, build in mechanisms that let you give you a really high degree of confidence that people in the stadium are free of the virus. But sports are coming back, and people are always going to watch.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And I can attest to several friends of mine that are watching centuries-old videos. Let's put your government hat on for a minute from the old days. When you look at the effect that this coronavirus is having on the state of Nevada, how do you think that is going to play out across Nevada in terms of services, cuts to services, education, minimum wage? I mean, there are so many things impacted by this.
You know, really, Sam, that's my biggest concern. Because the state is largely financed on sales tax, whether and gaming tax, until that comes back to full levels, we're a very thinly funded state to begin with. And I think that getting people back to work is essential. I think that being, you know, Nevada government has always been lean. So I think the governor is going to have real challenges in trying to maintain the level of services. But I think he's done an excellent job in putting safety first and then changing his focus on how do you get people back to work and how do we generate the revenues to run education, run the state, and not cut essential services.
One of the topics that's come up again lately is the topic of diversification. And we have a great example, obviously, in Northern Nevada, where the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has really changed the face of Northern Nevada. But still, gaming is well over 30% of the business that goes on in Northern Nevada. With 150,000 rooms in Las Vegas, it would be a 50-year project, would it not, for true diversification?
You could say yes or no. Reno did it in about 6 years, because when they brought in the one big anchor, then that brings in like supporting businesses. There's a great model in South Carolina, where I am, where they brought in BMW, and then every other auto manufacturing entity, whether it was tires or Eurotran, all brought their businesses and located them here. I think we just need to have a very direct focus. Instead of a broad net, we need a fine net that we're putting out there. I think that Michael Brown, who's running GOED, is acutely aware that right now, bringing in some big anchor companies that help us diversify the company in less than 15 years, in 15 years, in 10 years, is key to our success.
Do you think your experience in life has made you as optimistic as you appear to be?
Yeah, I don't know whether it's experience. I've just seen over and over again, Las Vegas is one of the most, and maybe the state of Nevada in whole. We're very entrepreneurial. We're very creative. We've had to make sometimes something out of nothing, and we've always succeeded. And if that's been the experience, why should the experience change going forward? These are people who know how to focus, who know how to change things up, who are capable of reimagining hospitality and then implementing it. So I think I'm optimistic because I have good reason to be. I've seen it happen before. And sometimes adversity brings really good change, because you have to change your perspective. And then sometimes you have to change your speed.
And that's where we have to leave it. Jan Jones, it is always a pleasure to see you. And I look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas across the chair and getting to visit with you again. Thank you so much for doing
always
this.
Always a pleasure to see you, Sam.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.